Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves the experience of cracking them open, or you love the convenience of no-shell pistachios like myself, Wonderful Pistachios is the perfect healthy snack for when hunger strikes. And there are a bunch of tasty flavors to choose from too, like honey roasted, smoky barbecue, jalapeno lime, and more. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at Progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
But real quick, let me ask you this, though, right? In the NFL, they don't piss test no more, right?
No, well, you only get pissed one time.
Because listen, well, back then it was more than once, wasn't it?
No, one time. If you pass it one time, you're good.
Oh, I'm tripping. Yeah. In college, I used to charge cats and piss for them. Yo, they'd be so nervous. they walking back and forth. I'm like, yeah, man. Oh, man. How much you got? Clean piss
over here.
Yeah. I'll do that for real.
Bro, you used to sell your piss in college?
Yeah, my teammates.
Man, he ain't the only one did that. Like,
why you ain't do it for free, though?
What? It's free to not smoke. So why should I let you get off? I gotta eat.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get the pills. That's why we write to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You got a light that we're getting wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot to take the test before I pass class. Yeah, and my family needed bread. I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
A lot of change, we call it evolution. We're evolving, and while change is rarely ever comfortable, it's usually necessary. Transitions, we talk about transitions. When you're in a transition, how you embrace it determines the outcome of your life and how you're gonna get out on the other side. The goal is to make this show better, to be groundbreaking. We aren't where we want to be yet, and I don't know if we'll ever be there, to be honest. Because it's always striving for the next thing. That's how you land on the best thing. The evolution continues, but our goal is to be as transparent as possible with our family and our squad.
We've had good season of guests. What's some of the conversations that stand out to you guys?
I think for myself, it was more Kyrie Irving. Because like he's always misunderstood. And I can't lie, right? It's some stuff that he's done. I'm like, man, this dude's different. But then when we got to talk to him using these platforms, which you talked about earlier, and let him tell his story, tell his side, instead of a middleman telling you how Kyrie Irving might feel or what Kyrie Irving's doing. And then letting him like really just show us and tell us who he really is. I'm like, dang, this dude he's interesting. Like he's a good guy. He's very intelligent.
We got a smudge together as brothers. Sir, can you please show us how to do this the right way?
Yes, sir. Pat, you can get up, turn around, put your arms out, all right? And you start here.
So you blessing them right now, or what's this right?
Pick up your left leg.
Oh yeah, get everything, get the ankles.
You can put it down, put up your right leg.
I'm about to stand up while you're doing
it. Yep, left leg up.
Hopefully you sage him the right way. I'll get me some more money on this.
Right,
Alex. I'm stressed. Yeah, yeah. Get me, boy. Give me three times.
All right, it's my turn.
Turn around. Okay. Yes, sir.
You can eat sage?
Right leg up.
You said yes, sir, to eat sage?
Yeah, you can boil it as tea. Turn around.
It's your boy. Give me right.
Get his head.
I'm like,
Yeah.
LeBron James, if y'all stay together, how many rings you think y'all have won? Y'all so dangerous together.
I'll probably be in LA right now.
And I felt bad because I want to say I kind of judged them. Like, they paying you all this money, why you not playing? But when we really like listen to the reasons why and how he feels, and because he's a human, we all are. I think sometimes we let that affect us as far as like our sport, right? We're paid to play a game, so shut up and dribble, right? But to you really, like, we got feelings.
You saw the human side, not just the athlete. And
yeah, I think we get like that, because I'm like that. I ain't worried, man. Look, who we play this week, that's all I'm worried about. Like, but it's sometimes I block what's going on in my real life, and I resort to football to cope with, you know what I'm saying? Or
compartmentalize.
Yeah, it's like, instead of, because you're big on mental health. Mm-hmm. You're real big on mental health. And like, some things we don't think about is, all right, so as men, especially as gladiators in football, I ain't gonna talk about that, even though that's bothering me, right? I'm gonna play ball and get it that way. You know what I mean? I'm gonna deal with it through playing through sports instead of talking to somebody, friends, like, you know, seeing some counsel, whatever it is. So that was just cool, just, you know, experiencing that.
And I think, you know, to piggyback off of this conversation with Kyrie, when you think about athletes, we're not given the space to be vulnerable. We talked about that with Reggie Bush, right, last week.
Football doesn't teach you how to be vulnerable.
It does not. And that's where I agree with you 100%. That's where I struggled, was the vulnerability side. I didn't know how to open up to somebody in the times I was dealing with stuff, because I was always taught to be vulnerable is you soft.
Weak. Yeah. You weak.
You soft, you weak. We don't have no space on the football field for anything soft, nothing.
But being able to say, you know what, something's bothering me, something's going on.
Yeah.
And actually talk about that and not feel like the fans are gonna say what you just said. Yo, you making $40 million a year. Go play basketball.
Shut up and dribble.
Right?
Shut up and dribble.
That's how it's always been. What are we complaining about? It's your job.
It's your job.
No matter what. Think about this though. When we were sick, we got sick when we were still active, when we were still playing. You still had to get up
and go
to work.
Yeah. Right.
Like, you couldn't even lay in bed, right? Like, you had to get up and go to work. And it's the same thing now when you got athletes sitting up and saying, nah, I'm pushing back on the way the system's always been. You know, I think that Kyrie's leading that conversation that was nice. As well. Yeah. And I don't always agree with what Kyrie says and do, you know, but for him to say, well, maybe my definition of what an athlete looks like and operate is different.
Yeah. I respected it, right? Yeah.
Pac, what was your favorite episode this season or moment?
I would probably say the Mikey interview.
Really?
And the reason why I chose the interview, because I have a lot of young kids that's in my house that have the potential to do what he did or better.
Mm.
It showed me a different outlook of not new media, but new NCAA, new NIL rules and all of this stuff. And I just thought it was so intriguing that he get to maximize every bit of talent that he got, and the numbers that he getting paid right now are crazy.
Lil Birdie told me that, like, you want to be a billionaire.
Yeah.
Like, I wasn't thinking about being a billionaire until about 2 years ago. That's it. And what does that mean, you want to be a billionaire? How you going to make a bill?
I'm trying to be worth $1 billion by the time 25.
Ooh. He's a marketing genius, too.
Yes, and
at
so
that age.
I took
you get it?
So much from that interview. I probably texted and called his uncle 10 times. And just to figure out little things, you know, because one thing about me, I know I think I'm smart, but I know I'm not the smartest in the world. But if I don't have no issue or going to somebody and asking them, hey, man, how did you do this and how did this work out? You know what I mean? So I can be prepared for my kids when they pass this NIL deal in the next couple months in Cincinnati. You get what I'm saying? So I would say, and Wayne, of course, Wayne for the people was my favorite.
It's 2022 and I've gotten better over the years. Right? I can't remember the last time we battled, right? The world gonna see this. We already know who the winner is.
I got some fun if he play with me.
You want smoke? Hey, DJ, man, let me get that beat real quick. Man, you think this a joke, man?
Man, a man got a beat queued up. Man, what the
You ready?
You ready? Go ahead.
and got Wayne on the show.
Yeah.
Put me in the game, coach. It's not a game, coach. I never won a Super Bowl, but my name still rings.
Oh.
That's it. That's all we need right now. That one. Don't tell me that wasn't no bar. That wasn't no bar. Listen, I never won a Super Bowl, but my name still rings.
Oh. As far as learning and applying something to something, I would say Mikey.
For me, it's got to be the Colin Kaepernick interview. Nobody had heard from him for 3 years, if not more, outside of the Netflix documentary that he'd done, and really, was he speaking to anybody? Mm-hmm. That was his first real sit-down interview.
Say you have racism in the back of your end zone. You got Black Lives Matter on your helmet. Mm. Everything I've said should be in alignment with what you're saying publicly. Mm. It's a $16 billion business. When I first took a knee, my jersey went to number one. When I did the deal with Nike, their value increased by $6 billion. $6 billion. Mm. With a B.
Mm. With a B.
With a B.
Unfortunately, we couldn't air all of it, but I think it gave us a better perspective of where he was, where he wanted to be, why this was still important to him, and why he sacrificed. You know, he basically said, like, I've been silent because I didn't want them to say that I would be a distraction.
Yeah, that's
look,
what they said.
Here, I've been silent for 3 years, and you're still saying that I'm a distraction?
Right, right.
You know, I haven't come out and been the distraction. I've just continued to support my people. Mm. What's your favorite episode?
I'll start with this. The most
underrated. Okay, contact. Sorry about that. That's good. It's real strong.
Good. Ain't it shady?
Go ahead.
Y'all don't get tested at Fox?
I hope not.
Back.
Hey, Burner, we trust.
the probably the most underrated episode was Big Trent. We had Big Trent.
Oh, me a lot Trent of money, Williams. Big Trent.
Out of all the backs that you block four, rank them.
AP number one, two, and three.
It's gotta be AP.
So you said AP one, two, and three?
Yeah. I feel like he the best back ever touched the football, in my opinion. That's just me. From the football I've seen with my own two eyes,
yeah.
I don't see nobody better than 2-8.
Is that biased?
It could be, or we can argue numbers, but I mean, you seen what he did in every facet of his career. Like, you look at high school, college, NFL, nothing changed.
Right.
Nothing changed. He continued that same dominance.
Big Trent got a bag, boy. Bro,
he's so smart, you know, and so gifted. And for him to come on and talk to us about real estate, talk to us about, you know, the aviation industry and the business around that.
Yeah.
Like, it was underrated.
Talk about surviving cancer.
Yeah, he had cancer?
Yeah.
Trent?
Bro, yeah. That's why I'm saying this episode was dope, bro. The episode was fire.
I think
like,
he wasn't
his personal story.
I wasn't an IM athlete guy at the time.
Yeah.
He wasn't on the contract.
He was waiting for you, Shane. I wasn't on the contract.
Legendary shows. I mean, D-Jack.
Ray Lewis, I got a story from Ray Lewis. So we playing my rookie year. You wasn't there. Baltimore Ravens came to Philly. I ran a little cross route. I catch that boy. When I see him, my eyes was like this. I lit up and got on. He said, little fella, I love your game. I ain't going to kill you. I said, oof. Thank you. He said, little fella, I love your game. I ain't going
to
kill you. I
said,
thank you, boy. But you know, I don't want to take no hits.
Asante Samuel.
Asante was great.
And Gilbert Arenas.
Asante was a Gilbert. Good one.
I would like you to like open up to us and tell us about either the Bure game or whatever the hell happened in the locker room.
It didn't have nothing to do with like actual gambling. They were already gambling. My first comment, how much y'all broke playing for? My man Javaris, he's just down. You know, when you lose it,
he's just
taking them L's. And that's how it was. He's taking them L's, and I'm over there, pop, pop, yep. pop, and that's where it came from. So that's my young boy. I just didn't like the way he was talking to the team. Like, yeah, man, y'all, I didn't like that. And then he was like, man, you, like you, I'll shoot.
Oh.
The competitive kicks in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I got to see this.
I got to see this.
I'll bring them for you. I want to see you do this.
Oh.
But just in case, I'm not gonna have no bullets. You're gonna have to go get your old bullets.
Gilbert was ready, boy. He came fired up too.
Kyrie, I learned a lot from that one. But my favorite one, Sounds like Sam.
Pac-Man, y'all know when we walk in that meeting room on Wednesday?
I don't know about y'all, but we start that meeting on Monday, but go ahead.
Ooh. Okay. who was in charge of starting that meeting on Monday then? Okay, Bill Belichick. That's right. That's one of the reasons why y'all won too. Y'all won.
It's won because of Brady.
No, y'all did
not. Stop it.
No, y'all did not. No, y'all did. It's both.
Why y'all won? Because of y'all head coach? No. Brady. The head coach came out and said, I don't got to do nothing.
Yeah.
I just let Tom do his thing.
Yo.
It's Belichick got to act like, I'm going to throw Troy Brown in here at Nickelback and act like we're doing. No, all this stuff is working because of Tom. We got Earth, Wind, Fire coming off the street, starting
you right there in it.
We
too.
Got the teacher coming off, hiking the ball at the Super Bowl. It's one X factor.
Yep.
It's Tom.
Yep.
This is the truth. That's the way it goes.
He told the truth, right?
Nothing but the truth.
Yeah, about some players and coaches that we didn't think everybody loves to talk about. See, the problem is, like, when somebody reaches a certain level in life, it's hard to, like, critique their game or their coaching. Like, whoever can say that about Belichick?
Right.
He's not as good as advertised. And you're one of your best players, your best corners, can say that. Like, listen, you're a good coach, but the reason why we really win like that is because of Tom Brady. How, like, he was so real.
Right.
We have, I'll say this, maybe Gilbert Arenas was kind of like, he was maybe too real.
Yeah, Gilbert Arenas was.
Other than him, Santi probably was the realest.
Right, yeah. For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
I don't know, Gilbert Arenas was, he reminded, like, driving a car without a seatbelt, boy. He was, was letting you know everything.
I mean, hurry, I mean, like.
Yeah, I trolled her ass back.
Yeah.
And then,
we got baby that we shared, you know, as parents.
What would you ask him,
who's the bigger troll?
Who's the bigger troll? You or 50 Cent, yeah.
And he was for
we
sure.
We gotta get 50 Cent on, you know, my favorite. We gotta get 50 Cent on the next season.
Bro, they had it set up for us, but you turned us down. I mean, you said you couldn't go.
I had obligations to attend to. Sorry. We'll get there.
He had to go speak at
We
Pitt.
Had a date, though.
It was a Zoom call, too. He FaceTimed me that day. I hit him up.
It was a Zoom call.
I'm getting ready for my speech.
Let's let him talk. Let's let him finish.
I'm getting ready for my speech. Set him on a Zoom call. It's like, bro, you gonna, I'm playing.
Look. He lies a lot.
I'm playing.
But I had to speak to you. First of all, I had to speak to the university, right? So, you know,
the chance. You talk to the football team or the university?
I said the university. That's what I said.
Okay.
University.
The room.
He didn't stutter.
Soccer was there. Tennis, everybody was there. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I didn't graduate. They didn't know that.
The hosts have changed a bit. You got introduced to Pac-Man and Shady as guests, and from the jump, it was clear that they fit in. Brandon, why did these two guys represent what I Am Athlete was?
Right. I mean, I think the first thing, you know, that we all have is fearless. Like, if I think about, like, from, you know, dudes I want to sit down and talk to, you got to be fearless. And I think we all, you know, are fearless. So that's one. But starting with Shady, I mean, it's everything leading up to that. You know, guys leave, and then now Ocho, I'm like, what is Ocho going to do? Ocho come to me and said, yo, I love what we built. You know, I want to continue, I want to stay, but what are we going to do, right? Mm-hmm. So it was like, let's try some people out. A lot of people, why y'all got all these moving pieces? It's like, because the strategy was, let's figure out what's next. Is it going to be a third person? Are we going to put two people in those open seats? Like, or is it just going to be us two? And so the very first show, you know what I'm saying? A lot of tension, a lot of pressure. Shady come on. And I got to be honest. Like, I was like, you know, I got to be honest. I'm like, Shady is going to come on. He going to be like, you know what I mean? Like,
he
it's
going to
be all right.
I ain't thinking, I don't know what that means. Like, what does that
I
mean?
I ain't think he was going to be good.
What, me?
Yeah. Like,
I'm good at everything.
No, nah, like, because like, when you was playing, it ain't like you did a lot of media. Like, you wasn't all over the place. You understand?
I wasn't big on it.
Right. So, like, when everybody was telling me about Shady, 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 I was like, whatever. And, bro, when he came on, probably 10 minutes into the show, I look at Ocho, I'm like, we ain't say nothing the whole show.
Oh, Beeson definitely got it. You got his number? Wait. I gave him crazy work.
Listen.
Crazy work. Crazy work. And then look, and the dudes you kept getting all this love to, Briggs was nice.
Yes, Briggs.
It was not crazy work. Crazy work. Don't ever try me.
So
ever.
Let me go. From the beginning, you know, we felt that energy, you know, right off top.
Can I ask real quick before we start? Wait, so how did I come on though? How did I even come on the show? I'm talking about like, did you call me?
I called you.
We always was cool though. See, cool. they was real friends.
Yeah.
We was always just cool.
Yep.
He didn't really like me like that, let's be real.
That's true.
At the Pro Bowl, I didn't
like him. I only had like 3 exchanges with Shady. At the Pro Bowl, we was out one time, but it was always love. He was always cool.
Yeah, tell the truth.
But at the Pro Bowl, I mean, it's his first Pro Bowl. And
wait a minute.
And you had Matt Forte and all these other running backs. I mean, maybe Marshawn was there that year too.
He was backing me up.
And this dude come in and he like, I ain't playing. What you mean you're not playing? You the youngest. You supposed to take the most reps. Came big diamond earrings on, sitting on the sideline, pads, everything flipped up, sneakers on, no cleats. Them boys was hot. Matt Forte was hot. Like, yo, this dude really gonna come out here and play? Give us all the reps.
Pack, I can't change, Pack. That's me. So what I was saying, like, how did we link up to come on the show? I just
desperate.
Oh,
I was desperate. What you mean?
What y'all think?
You was local. I was desperate. That's what I'm telling you.
Like, I'm sorry.
I hit you. I was like, what you doing? I said, what you doing tonight?
So maybe you did call me then.
I was like, he was like, I'm just chilling. I was like, bro, come jump on the show. You know, come sit with me and Ocho. I think DJ Williams was on the show that time.
Okay.
And y'all went back and forth the whole show.
So maybe that's what happened. You just hit me up.
I just hit you up.
From Frank. Okay, I got you. Okay. Yeah. I just had to know that.
Dang, you ain't.
I just can't remember. I was like, how did I get to that show?
Yeah. I just hit you up.
It's God working, I guess. Huh?
And then Pac was easy. You know, Pac came on. That was another one of our best shows this season.
I come from a dangerous-ass environment. Like, I'm talking about where I've seen 10, 15 people, you know what I mean? If they deserve to die or not, you know what I mean? Or however, but mentally, you try to say, all right, everybody got a date. What was hard for me was getting out of that environment where I'm so used to that. Then I go to West Virginia where I ain't just kibbles and bits, you know what I mean? Like, I'm coming from Vietnam, from goddamn Iraq, you know what I mean, to Beverly Hills.
So you talk about Iraq, Vietnam. Correct me if I'm wrong. I think you may be the only male in your family that is lived past 21.
22. Yeah. But.
And take
like,
that.
Like, you gotta realize it, like, when we was growing up, like, that was like normal. You know what I mean? Okay, cool. Boy, you got now, you loud one on your daddy's side. What you gonna do?
I like that one too, though. That was good.
It was awesome, dog. That show was so dope.
And he shout out my sis big time.
Right. Man. That was a dope show. And in reality, a show, before I was even thinking about podcasts, Pac was the one that pitched me on a podcast. I was on the traditional route. Like, I'm going to go do ESPN. I'm going to go do this other thing. Man, he was talking about podcasts a couple years ago. So that was just easy.
There's been a lot of turnover, which starts with the breakup between I Am Athlete and The Pivot. Brandon, you discussed that on the Joe Budden episodes, and really it's time for us to turn the page on that. What makes me uncomfortable with the whole situation and how things have played out, and I know you've always tried to take the high road, but my concern is, why is Black people, is that the message that we're trying to send to people, that 2 podcasts hosted by NFL players can't exist in the same space?
Right.
Why is the crab in a bucket mentality what's happening in this space? You don't see that happening with hip-hop podcasts. Mm-hmm. You don't see that happening with radio podcasts. You don't see that happening with NBA basketball podcasts.
Well, I think the bigger conversation is, you know, why is it so hard for us to work with each other? Why is it so hard for us to partner with each other? Because it's not about, you know, can they do a podcast? Can we do a podcast? Can we both, you know, do a phenomenal job in this space and everybody wins? That's not the discussion, because the answer is yes, right? Because that, you know, there's other competition out. I wouldn't say competition, but other athletes doing some dope shit, you know, digitally.
Yeah.
It's about, we came together, we tried to put it together, you know, and none of us really knew what we was doing. And when it's time to button up the business, we couldn't do it, right? Why?
I was kind of the last one to know that my friends were looking at me in a way that wasn't friendly. Like, you can't leverage friendship. Like, you can't write that in a contract.
Yeah.
all you could do is because I love you like a man, I'm gonna bypass some of these things that I'm experiencing out in the corporate world. That's all I ever tried to do. Like, I know the these be on. Can't do it with me because I come in and say what it is. Like, right. I talk.
Once there became a lack of communication between you, Channing, Fred, I think that's when the emotions started to fuel it.
No,
right?
No. Ask me direct. Ask me. There was no lack of communication. I was over communication. If we all put in $35,000, right? That was Reggie Wayne. It's before Ocho. Yes. If we all put in $35,000, yo, we could bust it down four ways. I was talking like brothers. Like, that's how we talk.
So there was an option.
Because the focus for me was, at the time, I wanted to sell a show. Like, I'm sitting there, bro. I'm sitting there watching ESPN. Like, this is my passion. House of Athlete Wellness, mental health, what you talking about?
So, I mean, for me, I think the conversation is bigger than just us. I think the conversation is, and when I say us, I mean this podcast stuff. It's our culture. You know, I think the next generation is the generation that's really going to get it right, where we're able to sit at the table and do real business together. There are people doing it, but we're talking about the majority. We're just not there yet.
The ripple effects are still happening with I Am Athlete. We parted ways with DJ Williams after he revealed.
Informed.
After he revealed in the Joe Budden episode that he was passing on information to Fred Taylor.
I'm partners.
No, I'm partners
with Fred Taylor in another business. I'm y'all, you can say I'm double agent because I'm over here,
Nick.
But I'm texting right now. Hey man, just
how difficult was that for you?
Let me say this.
Get him, Shady.
Because I was DJ was okay. Like, he was cool. I can't say that. He was a cool dude. But when I seen was, so I don't know nothing about the pivot, none of that. I wasn't here when Fred and Crowder and them other guys. I don't know nothing about that. But what I do remember is that DJ would always talk about, you know what I mean, with Fred this, Fred that. He would always, like, speak up for Fred. So I'm like, damn, like, some of them, it's not adding up. It's like you kind of, like, defending them in a way where we're not even, like, talking bad about them. So I said, yo, man, what you and Fred got going on? Like, y'all friends? Oh, yeah, that's my OG, this and that. Now, Fred's an OG. I'm a running back, so I like Fred's game. No disrespect. I love his game, right? He's telling me how they got a hat line or some college stuff going on. I'm like, hold up. So you telling me you do I Am Athlete, you go home, and then you call your business partner Fred about business. Brandon ain't adding up, Brandon. He ain't gonna listen to me.
Listen, I learned a lot over the last 3 years when it comes to people.
You think?
he talking about, damn, man, who you think the mole is?
Well, I mean, look, there was a lot of change. We talked about transitions earlier. Man, there was a relationship. You talked about Fred. Fred was my neighbor for 10 years. You know, Channing Crowder, one of my favorite teammates. You know what I'm saying? So DJ Williams, one of my favorite, not one of my favorite teammates, but I would say
cool. Yeah.
He was one of the coolest teammates. He was the first dude that took me around when I got in the NFL. These are real relationships. So, like, if we stop working together, okay, you go do your own podcast, Pac-Man's Pack, on Cookie's platform, I'm going to feel some type of way. Damn, man, I wanted to do this for years with you. Me and you might got something going on, but you and Shady going to stop talking?
No.
Okay.
Pac-Man's off for life, baby.
No.
Right. So I think for me, like, I was expecting the professionalism where it was boundaries where, you know, look, because I'm the one that connected him and Fred. Right.
Oh, they didn't know each other.
DJ called me. Hey, bro, I got this business I want to start. I want to bring you in, UCF, and then I'm going to do this thing with Chan Bailey, then Fred Taylor, UF. Yeah. And this is when everything was good.
Right.
So I connected them. You know, I'm like, yo, okay, here you go. Put them on group text. They connected. Right. They did whatever they did.
Yeah.
So I knew, they had something going on in the background. But I wasn't expecting him to tell, hey, we about to go to LA and film with this person, so let me go now and tell Fred this, you right?
Yeah.
So after the Joe Budden episode, Pac,
you know, you got to call.
You must came up with, you must came up in a hell of a way, man.
I know. I'm different. I'm wild.
You so different.
I'm different.
Yeah.
But I'm too. No, let's talk about. No, it's cool.
He naive, right?
Yeah.
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 I can lead you to the water. I can't make you drink it, fool. Right. All right, but go ahead. My fault, man.
So you got Pat. After that, he called me like, damn, man, how the hell they know everything that we just talked about? The show ain't even come out yet.
Let these motherfuckers know everything. Every person that we got on the roster that we're going to, how in the fuck do the ops know what the we're talking about? I'm like, bro, I don't know
what
we
said in the episode that has the air.
When that happened, because we talked about on the episode, I was waiting. So a couple weeks went by and we was talking about his contract and like what we was going to do. And I was like, let me ask you a question. He's on the call. I was like, let me ask you a question.
Deep with
like,
DJ.
Yeah, I just jumped out. We talked about all the business.
But he told him.
We talked about all the business, right? Boom, going back and
so you're going to contract negotiations.
Yeah.
Trying to the story, right? Okay.
Yes, okay. Long-term discussions. Okay. He pushing back it's on certain areas, whatever. So then at the end, I'm like, yo, bro, like, why you tell Fred? I just threw it out there like that. Yo, why you tell Fred like what we was talking about on the show?
That's what girls do. They see me cheating.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Why was you messing with? I don't know why I was messing with. Okay, I got you. Okay.
And so his response was, I had to. That's my business partner.
That's the answer.
That's how is he just like that, bro? That's my business partner. Damn. And I'm like, damn.
It's you.
And so I said. The way I responded, I was like, yo, I think this is too big of a conflict, bro. I don't even think we need to continue discussing the other shit. I don't even think we can work together no more. And he was like, all right. I was like, all right, cool. But that shit hurt though, bro. It hurt because like what I learned in that lesson, this is what you're talking about. You said, I don't know where you from, naive, whatever.
Right.
But I'm looking at it like, yo, me and him played ball together on two teams. The Denver Chicago, Broncos, yeah. That wasn't his first time on I Am Athlete. He came on I Am Athlete in 2020 when we first launched. Yeah. I Am Black came on the show. I was talking to DJ when I first launched about his own podcast. He told me, you know, I said, bro, why don't you do your own podcast and bring it on to I Am Athlete? That's what I'm trying to do. This was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He said, no, I'm doing something else on my own, right? So for me, like, I thought we had a relationship to where
there should be some sense of loyalty to, especially when you know the tension and the rift. Why would you go back and give information to somebody who's using that against Brandon?
Yeah, and not only that, bro, but the biggest lesson for me was like, yo, motherfuckers is going to do what's best for them always. You know what I'm saying? Like, point blank, period. I'm sitting here like, oh, like, you know, you got your going on cool. I support you. You support me. We all in this kumbaya moment. Hell no. He put his business first. I said, so you didn't even think about I Am Athlete. You ain't think about us, how that affect all of us and what we doing. That shit was a big learning lesson for me, bro. I wouldn't even say a learning lesson.
Can't say
it
everybody.
Was like, it pushed me to understand, you know, or accept how the fucking world really works. I'm not bitter. You know, and my heart isn't hard, but I'm gonna accept it for what it is. You know, I'm first, my family, couple people, and then I'm just going to do good business when it comes to other things I'm doing. But outside of that, like, you got to show me first. Before it was, show me why I shouldn't trust you, because I'm going to trust you. But as soon as you show me who you really are, now we got a problem. Mm-hmm. You know, now I'm coming in with big ass eyes like, who are you? Why you in this circle? Why you coming in here? Like, for real.
He was wrong. Cause he posted something, I'm like, man, you.
Yo, this is Brandon Marshall here to talk to you about some of my favorite things to eat. The carb fear is real, but carb heavy foods are often the ones we love the most. Hero Bread makes those same delicious favorites free of consequences or compromises. They've remade carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious versions that include no net carbs, 0 grams sugar, and fewer calories, plus protein and fiber. The soft, fluffy experience you love when enjoying a refreshing BLT, savory breakfast burrito, or mouth-watering cheeseburger. Something for every craving, including sliced bread, loaves, buns, and tortillas. And they have monthly small batch drops of indulgent favorites like the 2 gram net zero hero croissant or the 1 gram net carb hero cheddar biscuit. Don't give up being a breadhead. Hero Bread is offering 10% off your order. Go to hero.co and use code athlete at checkout. That's athlete at hero, H-E-R-O
wells.co. With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. The Active Cash Credit Card is ready when you are. With unlimited 2% cash rewards, the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, that's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/active cash.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Big informant. What I said, snitch? What I said, something like that.
Yeah.
And he reposted it. I said, oh, hell, man. Like, he know he wrong.
Some of the new ventures that we started this year included the I Am Athlete's first ever NFL tour where you guys traveled around. I think you made it to 12 training camps.
Yeah.
All right, can you name your top five and please put yourself in it if you believe you are top five? Go ahead.
So top five, we got Devontae. We got JJ, we got Stephon Diggs, Jamar Chase, my guy Odell, they bring it up.
You put Odell?
Yep.
So are y'all gonna bring him back?
We're trying.
You like the Let's Ride.
What's this? Walk us through this little commentary.
You know what it's called? Let's Ride. First of all, it's a green screen. So you just repeating. But second of all, this is called branding. You know what I'm saying? Y'all folks don't know about it. Y'all wanna hate. But this is branding, okay? This is a $1 billion business right here, just off of Let's Ride.
Let's Ride?
Let's hear it one time. That's right.
Some experiences better than others. We're not going to talk about the bad experiences, but you guys had some phenomenal moments. What was the highlight of the tour?
We only had one bad experience, and it was the Miami Dolphins.
Who played there? You played there? I didn't play there. Oh, you played there.
That's tough, man.
Listen.
That was tough. That was a bad experience because, like, going to the Jets where I played, Love, we go to Cincinnati. They rolled out the freaking red carpet for us.
Denver,
you know, it was dope. San Francisco,
Love, Chargers, Love, even Cowboys, Love.
I think that was the best part of the trip. It wasn't just one thing. It was going back and connecting with the coaches and the players and feeling that real locker room experience again, right? And, you know, people just embracing us, you know, the Jets. He talking to the running backs for 45 minutes, right? So, like, I think being able to reconnect with the league.
Yeah. Especially that younger generation.
Because, like, the San Francisco, none of us played for the 49ers. We sitting in Elway's office. They walking us through the whole building like, you know, we Jerry Rice. The same thing with the Chargers and the Rams. Like, full access, practice.
Because you guys are the guys that built that league and helped it become what it is. And yeah, I was disappointed in the Dolphins. I mean, we're talking about you're a two-time Pro Bowler. You were on the marquee in the building. They were selling season tickets with you. And yeah, it was a little disappointing to see the treatment that we got. But, you know, we turned the page on that. Other ventures that we've been getting into is the I Am Athlete Tour.
We everywhere, you know what I mean? We had the show.
When we talk about Serena Williams, so for her to go out there and dominate the sport the way she did, that's legendary.
You jumping out your pants, take it easy.
No.
Security. They from Jersey, security. They from Jersey, hold up.
When it comes to someone like Michael Jordan, he's still the most relevant right now.
Yeah. I don't agree with 70% of the that Ye go through and what he's saying. What he's fighting for now is like, yo, I put you on to the culture.
Von Miller's gonna wake up and give you 12 sacks out the bed.
I like how the fans involved, though. I like that.
Thank you.
It's like, I'm always right now. I got y'all to tell them that I'm right.
Shady was about to get up under the goddamn count. I can make anything look good. That's the difference between me and them.
Just be careful with Shady. He's single.
Thank you so much, D. Escobar.
Come on, y'all. Come on. T.O. called you fat, out of shape. Are you going to race him or not is the first question.
I am going to race him.
Okay.
We had our first show in New York. it was phenomenal. I know you felt like we had some challenges.
Yeah.
But I think it turned out better because of those challenges.
Right. We had major challenges, right? Everything that could go wrong went wrong. We had a couple guests that, you know, we were going back and forth with, and then we got one, and it was going to be huge. We were about to make the announcement, and literally less than 24 hours before showtime, they backed out.
The team made them pull up back out.
Yeah, the team, right? So now it's like, we here. And the thing that I appreciated the most about the whole experience was that if the things that we wanted to implement went the way it was supposed to, it would have messed up our whole live show. Like, to me, of what this format is and what we're going to bring to different cities, right? Like, that was phenomenal. That was one of the best experiences yes. I've ever had.
Probably the opportunity. You guys had the best chemistry in that live show, better than you've had in any show that we've taped.
Oh my goodness. But just imagine if we had like the guests that we wanted, it would have been all about them. That show was about just our chemistry and our audience and our fans. And that was one of the dopest things I've ever been a part of.
Yeah, absolutely.
It was. It was a feeling too. Almost like
what was your favorite part about the live?
Man, I loved it. Like, if you could play a football game, right, and you hear the roars of the fans, right?
That's
everybody cheering, but actually be close enough where you can actually like feel their body heat. That's right. What it was like. It was nice, man. Like, we, you know, interact with the fans, asking questions, Q&As. That was super cool because now I see how people respond to Pat Van Jones when he does his you know, his walk or his talk, like how people liked it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Or we feel, well, they feel too, that how like he has a corny moments. Like, but you can see how like the fans, they loved it. They loved that part of Brandon. So that part was cold because like you see how they truly feel about us.
Yeah.
And we didn't have, you know, a superstar person there like we normally do. It was just us talking and vibing, and you really could feel like the atmosphere of the people. That was super cool.
And for most of our audience who don't know, we've launched I Am Athlete tonight.
You didn't even ask me.
Yeah.
My humble apology, Pat.
He be trying, huh, Pat?
So what was your favorite part?
Oh, wait.
Don't matter.
Wait, he got rules for Pat, man.
Let me know when I can talk, man.
Last week, we had Reggie Bush and the producer here, right, Omar, had all these rules. Now, he said it like this. Crazy. I got rules for you guys. So, man, Brandon, like, rules for us.
Guidelines, not
yo,
rules.
Yo, he looked at Pat, man, the whole time on the rules. No more cursing?
No, I did not stop. No.
All I'm gonna say, tell him what it is, Shady. Hold on, bro. Let him get through, bro. Go ahead, Shady. Tell him what it is.
No more marijuana?
No more chains on?
Oh, what chains say, on? Yeah.
No more chains. I see.
Only two chains on.
So now, what the you gonna pick at me the whole time? We end this motherfucking live show at motherfucking 9:30, Jack. Not at 10:15, 10:20.
Had people coming on, that was cool too. Like, fans was walking on the stage talking,
yeah,
like that was dope,
bro. Like, that's how I explained it, was coming out of the tunnel playing football. It's hard to explain, that's why I'm saying, you know, it's one of my greatest experiences, bro. We played in front of 70,000 live, bro, 4 million people to 10 million people watching some of our games. So, you played in the Super Bowl, that was 115 million people worldwide watching you in the Super Bowl, two Super Bowls. And for us to talk about, you know, 300-400 people in the audience and how dope that was, and being able to feel, you know, like their energy, like really be that close to them, and then have them engage with us.
Have that was Serena dope. Debate.
It's going to get better the more we do it.
Yeah.
Because like something small like this, like we'll have like an episode with, I don't know, whoever it is. And like we'll see the reactions from like the views. Like, oh, we got this many views, so we did good. We see fans, they talk about it. But we ain't never had something where like the people laughing. You know what I mean? Like, oh, damn, they thought that was funny.
They
like,
enjoyed that.
You can see it, or they smile, or they happy.
Entertaining.
They brought their loved one. Their husband was there. Their wife was there together, like, interacting with the conversation. So that was different from, like, knowing that we're doing well because, like, the views and mm-hmm. we meet fans and they take pictures, but actually being the audience and they talking about it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Pat, you was crazy, boy. You was, like, I'm like, dang, okay, they really like how we get down. Mm-hmm.
And the biggest
and
thing.
My biggest point that
it's
I.
It's the same answer, brother.
Finally. My biggest point
this guy's
was
crazy.
Just seeing when you looked out in the crowd, you just seen like people was having a great time. Like I ain't seen nobody that was frowning. Yep. I didn't see nobody that was complaining. And a lot of stuff, you know, we could have did better as a team as far as your motherfucking ass, Omar. With the VIPs and all that, but they didn't nobody complain. You know what I'm saying? For the most part. And that's what I took away from it. When I looked at the end of the night, I said, damn, this shit is powerful. When you can get a group of people together, and I ain't trying to be all religious, but you can get a group of people together that's really all in it for the one thing. We ain't have nobody, no dumb comments on the mics. You know what I mean? Like, everybody enjoyed themselves. Right. Like, it was something that I think, and I keep saying this about these the black colleges.
HBCUs.
It's something that they need to see. Because we're modern day, I don't know what you want to put us as, but like, we are the it factor as far as we can go reach 17 to 85 years old. You know what I mean? I get a call coming here. I forget, AB brother, he was like, man, I just want to tell you, man, like, I appreciate y'all on I Am Athlete. Make sure you tell Shady and Brandon that, bro, y'all giving us hope. Y'all showing us something else different besides football and basketball. Y'all showing us it's something after doing something besides sports.
Wouldn't lose games on purpose.
Ooh.
Play their game, which I thought cost you Joe Burrow.
And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that because I would never disrespect a game like that. You know, and a lot of people may feel differently. You may feel differently, Omar.
Yeah, I do.
You know, you may. But, you know, the game's done a lot for me. Maybe it hasn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe it hasn't done as much for you as it has for me.
That was no question. 2019 was supposed to be a tank season to get a good quarterback. That was the.
You got a good quarterback.
Brittany Griner, 6'9", basketball player who's been playing overseas in Russia, 7 years? Allegedly gets caught with some cartridges of hashish oil. She still has not been given access to our consulate. What do you think about that?
We were told was to not make a big fuss about it so that they could not use her as a pawn, so to speak, in this situation in war. So right. to make it like it's not that important, or don't make it where like free Britney and we start this campaign.
Right.
And then it becomes something that they could use
this leverage.
It's heartbreaking. Right. I mean, for all Thank of us you. To, that's the feelings of it. I mean, you right. want to do more and you think, should we all use our social media platform and get behind it
right.
or not? Like, nobody really, this is the first time we're in a situation you don't know what to do.
So one day I went in there and they was like, they was waiting on me. So we get in the practice and they put us in a group of four. And it's three dudes, all the same size, 100 pounds. And it was a girl in the group. Now, we know girls develop faster than men. Oh, she take me down. Wow. Like, damn, okay. Get back up. We doing stuff. Boom, take me down again. Damn. Slam me. I'm doing whatever I don't know what I'm doing. She slammed me, put me. And it was just something so defeating about. As a young man, I couldn't get off my back.
So if I'm going to keep it a buck, when I went into audition, it was Skip and Stephen A. They had just announced that they were going to be the permanent host and they're getting a third person. Mm-hmm. So I do the audition and I'm like, I kill it. I tell my agent, kind of agent at the time, I was like, I kill it. But if they give it to me, I'd be surprised. But he was like, how'd you do it? I was like, I was a shit. They worked hard. They taught me work ethic. We would work 6-7 days a week. We'd cover the Super Bowl, take 2 days off, fly somewhere. Finals, it was brutal, back and forth, flying across the country. They worked hard, and they did the homework, and they came prepared. Nobody was unprepared. But the problem was, for me as a black woman in that position, and at the time, and we can do the research, nobody was Monday through Friday on a popular two-hour TV show that was a black woman at the time. And they just, you know, they let me know I didn't matter. You know, and whatever, intentionally, unintentionally, it was obvious. It was just like, you don't matter. Just be happy that you're here. Ask questions. Don't talk. Yeah. Be happy that you're here.
Kudos to the group, the camera people.
That's a big one.
I mean, the people behind here, the people that's editing, the people back home in Florida.
Those who promote it.
B, stand up 24 hours a day, taking 20 meetings a day. Shady doing what he got to do. And still keeping the platform up here, myself,
for the yourself, sacrifices Omar, that you make.
But this is special, and I've been in the lead a long time. But everywhere we go now, I swear to God, the first question is, "Hey, I'm athlete." I love I'm athlete. Mm-hmm. It ain't even, you know, you're like, "Oh, I want to take a picture when you play good football." They don't even say shit no more.
No.
I'm like, bro, I seen you on the show, I'm athlete, bro.
Right.
I'll be like, God damn, bro, that's the only way you seen me on, bro. Right, no, right. I'm joking, but yeah.
They seen you with your helmet. This is an opportunity to get to know you, Pac-Man.
Yeah.
But
when you're out, it's crazy, he's right. When you're out, you know, you can talk about fantasy football, you can talk about the Eagles, the Bills, you can talk about the Cowboys, the Titans, all the other things that we've done. But I would say 90% of the time when I'm out, yo, I seen your show. What show? I Am Athlete. I'm on Inside the NFL. I was on First Things First. That's what we want to talk about? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It's a privilege. It's an honor. The last thing I would say, because I know you want to push the conversation forward, is, you know, about the live. You know, Bonnie. Big shout out to Bonnie. Like,
she
was operating and managing the whole damn day and the whole tour.
She did a great job.
She did a great job.
Even,
she looked good doing it too.
Even Miss Pack.
Yeah.
Right. Like, she was. Crowd control and audience, like she's the one that got us to engage with the fans. That's how they, when y'all see us live, right, where that's coming from is your wife was doing that in the audience, like, yo, no, here, go take the mic over here, you know, running that. So, you know, our team really stepped up. It was us that put on the show, but behind the scenes, from Tish to Bonnie to Nagin, you know, hell, you formatting shit.
Manderville,
that's right.
Right?
Keon.
Yep.
What people fell in love with I Am Athlete for in the early seasons was the football talk, the conversations about the season. And what some people don't know is we've taken that to a daily format. Monday through Friday, 7 to 9, we're on Sirius, Mad Dog Sports Radio, Channel 82, talking about sports on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. Brandon Marshall, Pac-Man Jones, Shady McCoy. We have some of the realest conversations about sports, and we're ahead of the curve.
Now, former NFL quarterback Brett Favre's charity, Far for Hope, donated more than $130,000 to the University of Southern Miss's Athletic Foundation from 2018 to 2020, according to tax records obtained by ESPN on Wednesday. Should he be removed from the Hall of Fame?
No.
You're taking it from people that literally need this money in the poorest state in the United States, and he probably going to get a slap on the wrist just because he's so well-known in Mississippi.
Is it Brett Favre? Is that 1.1? Does that matter?
I think it's more than that.
Does the amount matter?
I'll see an individual on ESPN stealing Deuce's exact take.
Yeah, that happens.
Stealing Deuce's exact take on his perspective of Aaron Rodgers and how he mishandled the situation with his young receivers because, hell, you skipped all of the offseason workout.
Yeah.
And now you're complaining because you don't have chemistry with these young guys. Well, you had 3 months where you could have been there working on that chemistry and development, and that's on you.
Right. Hey, Dukes. Right. Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, but that wasn't on Aaron Rodgers because they got to catch the ball. Aaron Rodgers hit him right in the hands. Did you see the game?
Yeah,
I saw that. Beat writer. They was bombs right here.
When you come out your break and the quarterback's arm is this way,
man, you don't opposed see that. Way. You should be.
Yes, you do.
That
feels different, bro. So I'm telling you.
Look at the
I'm
ball.
Telling you. Sometimes, bro, it's a shocker. You ask me out there and the ball be on you when you playing with a terrible quarterback, and then all of a sudden it hits you right in the numbers. Like, oh, that's all.
That's sad, dog.
That's what happens.
That's how you know you playing with a bum quarterback, though.
I don't know, but like, I am so high right now, though. And I haven't even smoked ever. Like, whoa. Sorry. Y'all need some water.
Listen.
Y'all want to see what it looked like?
I know y'all seen the pack. But y'all ain't seen Pat got the pack.
That's the pack. No, not the pack,
so it's a hybrid, but it's indica dominant. This is a big thing for me.
It is.
Why is this?
That's big.
Why is
this
big for you?
I always tell babe, I'm like, yo, be a dream if we can get our brand or our strand in cookies. And it's for everybody, bro. Like, for every kid that's in the hood that, you know, just dream big, man. That's all I'm gonna tell you. Like, and some people don't understand about the cannabis business. And some people do, but I'm the first football athlete to ever be in the cookie store. Gary Payton is the other athlete besides myself. Yeah, Gary Payton got probably one of the highest selling scram, which is the OG power smoke too. I mean, one of the best I probably smoked. So like, this is big, man. This is big for me personally, you know what I mean? And it just lets you know, like, if you can dream it, you can do it.
But real quick, let me ask you this though, right? In the NFL, they don't piss test no more, right?
No, well, you only get pissed one time.
Because listen, well, back then it was more than once, wasn't it?
No, yeah, one time. If you pass it one time, you're good.
Oh, I'm tripping. Yeah. In college, I used to charge cats and piss for them. Yo, they'd be so nervous. they walking back and forth. I'm like, yeah, man. Oh, man. How much you got?
Clean piss over here.
Yeah. I'll do that for real.
Bro, you used to sell your piss in college?
Yeah, my teammates.
Man, he ain't the only one did that. Like,
why you ain't do it for free, though?
What? It's free to not smoke. So why should I let you get off? I gotta eat.
How much you charge you, Shane?
Back then, 150.
Oh, that wasn't bad.
I ain't bad. My teammate, 150 though.
While we talking about
Pac-Man
ventures and change, you now on FS1. What's that experience been like for you?
It's been fun. Like to get on mainstream and just talk sports. What I'm gonna do anyway? There's times where we in a locker room or we in the kitchen just arguing about stats and football, we're gonna do the same thing. When Dallas plays the Eagles, we're gonna be arguing about that. So using that platform to touch a different audience, right? And then you come on I Am Athlete, touch another audience. So that's something that I look forward to doing, and I like it. With a good team, right? Good staff I'm with. I'm gonna say this, because I had a lot of opportunities with different platforms to talk on, like Good Morning Football, some CBS, right? I think with Fox, it was just convenient for me because it was like, they let me be myself, where a lot of other jobs that I did get, it was more like set up for me. Like, hey, we want you to say it like this, do it like that. And how I am, y'all know how I am, I'm always open, transparent. Like, I'm gonna say it with a little swagger, you know what I mean, a little slang. You know, and I liked it. So it fit my personality a little bit. So that's why I really loved it. Working with Fox.
What's LA been like for you? Especially the ladies. Because we know Shady loves the ladies.
We know Shady, baby.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do.
Well, this is like, what are we doing?
It's like, you on Oprah right now.
It's like dry snitching.
You single, yes?
Are you single or not?
Yeah, I'm single. I'm definitely single.
You single and ready to mingle?
I'm definitely single.
To all the ladies.
But I've really been just chilling, working. Like, you know, y'all know on the side, I do my real estate. I give crazy work in that department. So then I'm doing I Am Athlete and I'm doing Fox. I'm doing a lot of different things. Like we talked about making that transition from not playing, having a lot of free time, which you spend a lot of money with. Now I'm getting paid to just speak about the experiences I did playing, right? And giving crazy work, I could talk about it and get paid for it. So being in LA, it's been more work than fun. I ain't really do too much yet. I'm gonna step out. I'm trying to get myself together though. I don't know if I'm living in the hills. I want to live, you know, watching this, seeing the sun come up, you know what I mean? Then I get my Rolls Royce out. I don't know what I want to do yet.
It's important for us to reiterate to our audience who I Am Athlete is, what the vision is, Brandon.
Yeah.
What is the vision for I Am Athlete moving forward?
I mean, when you asked the question about, you know, I Am Athlete tonight, and I can answer that question and this question. Or just this answer. Bro, like, when I was on some of these shows, they would be like, you can't say this, you can't do this. To me, it's just we created our own space that be us. You understand? So something as far as like how we dress, you know, how we talk, you can be us. That's I Am Athlete. I think we got an opportunity to have a handful of 5-day a week shows and a handful of weekly shows with other athletes, other shows. Hell, Pac might end up doing his own 5-day a week show.
I was on Michael Irvin's show the other day because the Bengals played the Cowboys. And the question came up about us, you know what I mean? I'm an athlete. And he asked the question, he said, what do you love about the show? I said, you know what I love about the show? I said, first of all, it's new media. I said, but for me, like, I said, Brandon has Brandon fans, the way Brandon say stuff, you know, his fans love it. I said, Shady got Shady fans, the way he say stuff, his people love it. And then myself, you know, I got my my fans. And the way I say stuff, people love it for myself. And I said, and the good thing about the new media thing is I don't have to be politically correct about everything I'm saying. You get what I'm saying? And I used the instance of when y'all was cracking the joke on me.
What was the joke? What was the word?
What was the word?
You tell us. I don't know what you're going to say this time.
The word.
Specifically?
Go ahead.
Specifically.
Joe Budden, he was saying, you athletes are different.
Mm-hmm.
And he specifically said, us rapping artists, us rapping artists,
we make
everything. We like the Wild Wild West. Yes.
We making words up right now, though.
Let's get back to the music. What did he say? Some water. Some old shit.
We was talking about it, and I was like, you know, for my audience, I don't have to be politically correct about everything I'm saying because they want to know that first, is it coming from a genuine place?
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, we like when you fuck up because you let us know that you're human. And third of all, you got to take it on the chin and move on and get better. And so that was my point of like, all of us have these different lanes, but when we come together, like, it just feel like we're something that can't be messed with. And I said, us three at the live show really let me know like, oh, y'all special.
Mm-hmm.
And we've had numerous of shows, but to do that live, no rehearsal, off the whim, be intriguing, fun, passionate, vulnerable, and fearless. It was unbelievable.
It was dope.
Yeah, so thank you. I appreciate it.
I would say what I love about I Am Athlete is it's so close to the locker room. And like,
yeah.
One thing that in the locker room is different where if I show up on you or show out on you and you show out on me, right, there may be like tension a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I might go home like, F that dude or this and that and third. But here it's a real love because you know, there's times where he might get under my skin, which is hard to do.
Right? That's you know easy. What I'm
saying? But I love Pac. So like even like the next day or whatever it is, like I can't wait to get back here to talk to my boys. And I'm different to understand. It's hard for me to understand me sometimes, like, cause I mean like
you shady.
Yeah,
you shady.
Right.
You shady.
God, what is that though? What's shady?
Seriously though, like I'm just a different guy. I think different. And I feel like what I be saying is right. And I don't
96.5% of the time.
Yeah, and I don't care what they be thinking, because I know who I am. So, but everybody might look at it as arrogance or whatever it is, but we like a team, so no matter, because he say some stuff, dog. Y'all know. Y'all know how he get down. Right? He be in mid-conversation and be like, oh damn, what was I saying? And that drives me crazy. Cause he think he right. But we a team and like it really don't matter. So sometimes with other people, they may rub me the wrong way and I'll be done with them. But these dudes, like, I love it. Like, I can say what I want to him yeah. and this and that. Because I think I'm better than his players.
This man
so we a team. It's all love.
Munch straight, man.
Oh, but Odell?
Yeah, I said, oh, yeah. That's a shady goddamn. It's 30 days you've been sending me this one play every morning.
Hey, he was hot.
Oh, wait, so hold on. Like,
Jesus
so wait,
Christ,
so,
man.
Well, this here real quick. We got this. Is this petty, is about to show man. You who we are as a group, as a team. So first of all, it's a video of Odell touching the pad. He burns him, turns you around.
Oh, yeah. That was a double right? move.
He starts yeah. doing the Thriller. So I see like, oh, I sent it to the IMF chat. So if he would just say like, laughed it off, I wouldn't have said nothing else. He didn't like it. And if you know Pac-Man, Pac-Man got a little attitude. Everybody think Pac-Man's some gangster. I said, oh, bet. I seen he got him mad. Every morning I kept sending to him.
The man sent me the text for 25 days.
Like, Odell Beckham, the best. You know what I mean? How dare you?
I said, yeah, he is good, but you can't say nothing bad about him because he burnt you. And I kept doing it.
Bro, what did he say? Hot. Hold on, what did he say the first day? He said, that was cover two.
No, no, no.
Yes, you did.
No, yes, you did. No.
Bro, the cover, bro, y'all owe me some money for that. Actually, so hold on.
He said, man,
the cover Shady, two was Steve, said, you Steve Smith, bro.
Man,
that was cover two.
I don't know, hold on. It got
yeah, bro. You were making up. Bro.
In the group chat, bro,
yeah, you that's being messy,
I was
bro.
Sitting back watching him. Y'all go back and forth.
I never said that about the Odell play. I said he got me. That's what I
no,
said.
No, you, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Go back and look at the text.
No, you did not.
Go back and look at the text.
He got some Mason Shady. You ain't. He said, once for Andy Reid, you'll be nothing. I said, oh, I got him. Yo.
Oh, my God.
This is part of what makes Iron Mathlete special. It's a locker room environment. A safe space for athletes to share their stories. And we keep the subjects, whether it's athletes, entertainers, comedians, we keep everybody human. And most importantly, we're transparent and we've got teachable moments.
Brandon, where are we headed in season 4? Y'all stay tuned to find out.
One more time.
Yeah.
You don't ask Brandon? Me, no, just
don't say,
yeah,
just say, where are we headed in season 4?
Where we headed in season 4? Stay tuned to find out. One more time.
But put a little space in between. Just put a space in between. Y'all stay tuned to find out. That was good.
Where we headed in season 4, stay tuned to find out.
A bigger pause. One more time.
It's not.
That's true.
Charlie, funny though, dog.
Come on, yeah, but no, like in between, where we headed in season 4.
We need a Pac-Man Jones.
Stay tuned to find out.
Where we headed in season
4?
No,
no, no, do it again. That's
you like your energy.
Where we're headed in season 4? Y'all stay tuned to find out.
That was good. Can we get one more for safety?
All right, let's do it.
One more for safety.
Where we're headed in season 4?
Oh, yeah, do it again. You messed up when you said where you put it together.
Where are we headed?
Yeah, there you
in
go.
In season 4. Hey, bro, this is the last one.
Yo. Hey, yo.
We had to fight to get a meal. Yeah, wrongfully accused. We had to fight to get a pills. That's why we right to get a deal. He on the team, he gotta eat, you know. Despite your skills, fat. Keep it riding for the fam. You gotta light the wiggin' wheels straight up. But in the past bad, work up in the trash bag. I'll pass a lot to take the test before I pass class. Yeah. And my family needed bread, I had to come correct. That's why I keep airing it out like I just passed gas.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.